According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 34 states are now reporting high flu activity. That's an increase from 25 states last week. Iowa and Nebraska are two of the 34 states experiencing high flu activity. In Iowa, the Department of Public Health lists influenza as widespread throughout the state. The IDPH says this season there's been over 6,000 Iowans hospitalized for the flu, and 11 people have reportedly died due to flu-related symptoms. Iowa Supreme Court Acting Chief Justice David Wiggins says he's retiring. The 69-year-old Wiggins says today he'll retire March 13th. He was named Acting Chief Justice in November after the unexpected death of Chief Justice Mark Cady. Wiggins' departure will give Republican Governor Kim Reynolds an opportunity to replace one of two remaining Democratic appointees on the seven-member court. She just received the names of three nominees to fill Cady's vacant seat. The Judicial Nominating Commission yesterday sent word of finalists Joel Barrows, a district court judge out of Bettendorf, Matt McDermott, a Des Moines attorney, and Dana Oxley, a Cedar Rapids attorney, and a civil engineer who's been with the Iowa Department of Transportation for 28 years is now the agency's interim director. Governor Reynolds announced today Stuart Anderson has begun his new duties. He will lead the department until a permanent director is appointed. He replaces former Iowa DOT director Mark Lowe, who was asked by Reynolds to resign last month. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.